the Beatles, you know, whether they're collectively or as solo artists or the various labels, there's so much material to re-put out again. I know that's bad English. Mm-hmm. That it's like, I mean, I just got the Ravi Shankar on Dark Horse Records, Shankar and Family reissue. You know, I mean, there's all that now is going to come out. All the stuff that was released on Dark Horse that wasn't George Harrison material.
Oh, right.
That's
yeah.
being put out.
Yeah. Didn't, you know, yeah. Didn't, so didn't Danny there. Just, didn't Danny just rehab the label? Like he's brought back, right?
Yeah. 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 There's so much great stuff there that George put out. There's so much, you know, Apple too. I mean, they put out the, a lot of the stuff on vinyl, like when the beginning of the CD age, or you know, somewhere along the way, and most of that is just, it's like they did back then. They're like, okay, we're going to put this out on CD. Oh well, while we're at it, let's put the album out too on vinyl, because people still have records digitally sourced. So now they really should go back, and they really should put that stuff out again. I mean, I know there was problems with the. I believe there was problems with the James Taylor album. There was some sort of technical problem with that. So that's one at least they should go back and they should figure out, well, what went wrong here?
Yeah.
You know, that's an important album. That's James Taylor's first album. That's an important album, you know, and put that out, you know. I mean, I know that when they did the CD box Apple set, if you bought the full box, there's, I think, one or two CDs of extras, and that's the only way you can get it, and that box is now sold out.
Right, right. I do not have one, but I remember when it came out.
And no, I don't. Should've. I have all the CDs because I, you know, the label sent it to me, and I wrote about it. But I didn't. I don't even think I knew about the box at the time.
Right.
You know, I would have loved to have had that, you know.
You know, you mentioned about what you had to, about some of what you had to cut from your book. Out start at 500 pages. What did you want in there? What do you regret? Not regret, but what do you wish you didn't have to cut from it?
I mean, there's just a lot of more detail. You know, I think in the Get Back section there was a lot more detail about the album reissues and maybe some technical things. I mean, to be specific, I don't necessarily remember exactly, but this is what writers do. They overwrite. There's a saying, what is it? The notebook dump, where a writer wants to take every single note in his research and put it all in the book and doesn't want to leave anything out. You know, you learned all this stuff. And you want to share it. It's like, I get it. I get it. I understand it's economics too. Once a book is X amount more pages than mine, it costs more money to produce. Then they have to charge more money for it. And then it's like, you're going to sell less copies because you're charging more money for it, you know? And it's a product. They're selling a product. It's a mass market product. It's not a limited edition print, you know?